We are teetering on the verge of a world record with website hits tonight at criticalhealthnews.com. Maybe it's the holidays. Everybody's home. But pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. Slam the website, folks. Hit it. And you get some great information there. criticalhealthnews.com. Download the free app in your app store. And again, here's that toll-free number to call for assistance. There are humans there ready to talk to you. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RAD. Radio. We'll be back with your calls. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs next on Coast to Coast AM. And we're back with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, nothing gives me a greater satisfaction than going to live events and somebody comes up to me thanking us for having you and Doc Wallach on the show because you've helped them. And that's what it's all about, helping people.
I'm telling you, there's nothing more important. It's the best antidepressant ever, by the way, is helping somebody. If you help, when we help people, our dopamine goes up, our oxytocin goes up, our serotonin goes up. These are the neurochemicals of joy and pleasure and contentment. It's a biochemical phenomenon. Scientists call it the altruistic drive. And it's the drive human beings have to be good to each other. And it is, in fairness, it runs against the drive for selfishness. But it turns out, and this is kind of interesting because this is where cancer comes from. When a cancer cell is under so much duress, it doesn't know what to do. It doesn't give up for the organ. It doesn't become a liver. It doesn't become a bone. It becomes a cancer cell. A cancer cell is not a bone cell. It's a cancer cell. And the same thing happens with physical in the macroscopic sense with a human being. What happens when we don't have enough resources? When resources are scarce, we live for ourselves. We don't live for the culture, for the society. The more we give, the more the culture benefits, the more the world benefits. We benefit individually and the world benefits. And this is the way nature is designed to work. When every member of the society has enough resources to do what he needs to do, he's going to become more generous. He's going to become more giving. And so the trick to having a good society is to make sure everybody benefits. And I'm going to do my part as a pharmacist to make sure that happens.
Well, you do. And as you know, we broadcast live on holidays, Ben, specifically for people who don't have family. But, of course, everybody listens.
You're our family, George.
And we are their family.
Yes.
And they are ours.
Yes.
And I'm beginning to wonder if I'm the one, too, who needs this. You know, because
that's right.
You know, my kids, three adorable kids,
yeah.
And they're all grown up. They all have kids of their own.
Yeah.
They know that I'm broadcasting live on the holidays, and they get to the point now where they say, "Dad, how long can you be with us before you have to go to the studio?" And, you know, and I tell them, I say, hey, you know, I'm good until this time, and, you know, I'm in St. Louis for the holidays so I can see them. But they know. That's my responsibility. That's my obligation. But
there's millions of people in your family, George.
Yeah.
Millions. I've walked down the street with you. I know exactly how people respond to you. You have built a family. That's an amazing thing. You're a papa. You're big time papa.
I want you to address something for me.
Yes, sir.
We had a call last week from a woman by the name of Tracy. And Tracy is a transgender. And her family has kind of turned on her.
Terrible.
And she's very depressed.
That's heartbreaking.
And she was actually calling in to talk to our guest about suicide.
That's heartbreaking.
And she was thinking, because she had a cat, whom she didn't want to leave behind, of killing the cat.
Oh my God.
So it would go with her.
Oh, my God.
And she has agreed not to do this. She has agreed to listen to our show, to call in on holidays, to check in with us anytime she wants. But I'm wondering if you have anything you'd like to say to her, because I'm sure she's listening right now.
Community. I have one word for you. Community. You can get anything you need from community. This is the importance of having a community. You can get anything you need from a community. Everything we want is in it. It's in relationship. When a bee comes out of the hive, it's suicidal. When a bee is left alone out of the hive, it dies. I don't want to say suicidal, but it dies. And so when we're disconnected, you know, she's disconnected from her family, but she can have an extended family.
Well, why can't her current family understand this and accept it?
Fear. It all boils down to fear, George. Every problem, if you boil it down, at the root of it is fear. So, and you know what? I don't know if you've ever heard the idea that fear and love are two poles of being. There's the fear side and there's the love side. In the Bible, they call it lies, the father of lies, Satan, and Jesus, fear and love. In the book The Course in Miracles, have you ever heard The Course in Miracles? They talk about those being the two primary emotions, fear and love. In the body, fear and love manifest as the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. So when we're in fear, we don't think clearly. When we're in fear, all the blood goes from the front of our brains, where we make good choices, to the back of our brains, where we run, where we become snakes, where we become reptiles. When we're in fear, when our fear, our blood clots. When we're in fear, our digestive system shuts down. When we're in fear, our thyroid doesn't work as effectively. When we're in fear, we don't do our best business. We're not good humans when we're in fear. The way nature intended is fear is quick, and either you die or you get past it. That's why zebras don't get ulcers, according to the book. Is you either die in nature, you either die or you get past your fear. We have created a culture where we have fear 24/7, where fear is everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and so change and differences are scary for people. And transgender is a very interesting phenomenon. There were no transgenders when I was growing up. It's a recent thing.
Well, if there were, maybe you just didn't know about it.
Well, they didn't have the surgeries.
Well, that's true, too.
They didn't have the surgeries or the hormones that they have today, so it's becoming more common. But the phenomena of men wanting to be women was probably the case. And in the old days, in very old days, in the Paleolithic days, those were shamans, you know? Those were considered to be the holy people, were the men who were like women, because they could have a foot in both worlds, in both genders. They could be both masculine and feminine. It was considered to be a great thing, actually. We have a culture that doesn't necessarily work in the most functional of ways, so we reject what we don't recognize. We reject what we don't, what is different. We're xenophobes. We reject different cultures. We reject different religions, different philosophies, and, of course, the most fundamental way we are is our gender. So if you have something that's half has a leg in each gender, that could be traumatizing for somebody. Nonetheless, love is really important, especially for a family member.
Absolutely. Let's go to an email before we go to the calls. Jasmine wants to know, how does she deal with anxiety and depression?
Ah, it's a great question. As a matter of fact, I do these videos. I don't know if you see my daily videos.
Of course I see your daily videos.
Called Moments of Truth. And today, or tomorrow, I'm going to do one on anxiety and depression. And it turns out, interestingly enough, and I'm not saying this is a cure for anxiety and depression, but this turns out this is kind of interesting. Watching kitten videos and little puppy videos, watching anything that's cute jacks up your antidepressant chemicals.
Huh.
I'm not saying that. I'm not telling her that that's a cure. You know,
It's not the end all.
No, it's not the end all, right? But it's very interesting how there are certain strategies that we can use. They're simple to do that can help us feel better. So for anxiety and depression, there's a couple of really cool things. One is your SDR breathing, activating the vagus nerve. Activating the vagus nerve, the parasympathetic rest and digest relaxation, love nervous system that we just talked about, through slow, deep breathing is a great antidepressant. The second thing is something called forest bathing. Now, forest bathing, technically speaking, is when you go lay in the forest. And actually, it's medicine in Japan. It's antidepressant medicine in Japan. But you can get the same benefits by walking in nature, wherever you have nature.
Mm-hmm.
And even better, I don't know if you heard of this, George, walking barefoot in the dirt. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I've heard. What about those de-stress supplements?
The de-stress supplements are also great. I was going to say nutritional supplements in general. The de-stress supplements and then also the ultimate essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs. There's a lot of literature now that talks about inflammation in the brain. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah.
Inflammation in the brain is being a source of anxiety issues, of depression issues, of mental health issues in general. So anything you could do to reduce inflammation in the body will ultimately reduce inflammation in the brain, and that's where your supplements come in. Essential fatty acids, EFAs, the ultimate EFAs from longevity, are natural anti-inflammatories. They're natural aspirins. In fact, this is how aspirin actually works. Actually, aspirin works by working with this essential fatty acid system in the body. So by taking essential fatty acids, you're taking nature's version of aspirin. And this is true about all inflammatory issues, including inflammation of the brain. So SDR breathing, the B vitamins in the de-stress. The de-stress is called the de-stress because it's a rich source of the B vitamins. In fact, your B vitamins in general are anti-stress vitamins. And then essential fatty acids, your ultimate EFAs.
To the phones, Thomas in Ohio. Get us started, Tom. Go ahead.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, George.
Hey, Thomas.
Yes.
What are you doing in Ohio?
I don't know. I said La Jolla, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wanted to say I am so grateful for Coast to Coast and the entire Coast to Coast community to segue on our discussion on community. And Ben, thank you for everything, your wisdom.
Thank you.
And a comment and then a question. There are so many congenital childhood diseases like Down syndrome,
yes,
and autism, etc. And so I wanted to ask you, I mean, obviously nutrification, but what are the best practices for a couple to conceive,
that's
to have a healthy pregnancy, and perhaps to raise the child in the first year?
That's a great question. There's actually a bunch of great points you raised. First of all, kids are extremely sensitive the first year, the first few years, up until about age 4 or 5. They're like wet cement. And anything you put in there is going to lock up and affect that child for the rest of his life. And they can't communicate. They're purely receptive. They're actually in a what's called an alpha state. Have you ever heard of this, George? The alpha state, the brainwave?
Sure have, yep.
Yeah. They're in an alpha state. They're in an alpha and a theta state. They're in a very suggestible state. So you have to be extremely careful with children at that age. And then in utero, in the womb, anything that the mother can do to tell the baby it's healthy, and that includes nutritional supplementation, that includes eating correctly, that includes relaxation and oxygenation. That's why smoking is so horrible for babies are being developed in the womb. You have to send signals to the baby, the fetus, that it's safe as it's developing, that it's loved, that it's wanted, that the world is a beautiful place. And that includes putting the good things in, nutritional supplements and good food. And that means, and by the way, music is also very important. Playing music while the baby is in the womb, playing music, being in a good mood, the mom feeling safe, nightly essence from longevity, probiotics are extremely important. Fermented vegetables are extremely important. Omega fats are extremely important. The ultimate EFAs, if you're doing longevity products. Anything you could do to tell the body is safe with some extra specifics. Iodine, by the way, is very important for the fetus's brain. Zinc is very important for the fetus's brain. In general, telling the fetus that it's safe is very, very important.
Let's go next to Jim in Indianapolis, Indiana now. Jim, you're on with Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Jim.
Thank you so much. I especially like your lightning strike.
Yes. Say that again. I'm not clear. You're talking to me?
I was talking to George. I like
the thunderclap.
Yes, the lightning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, I'm talking about prostate health.
Yes.
I am a DAV, and I have been, I'm not been given good conduct through that. But I'm on a couple of medications that I wanted to ask you about.
Sure.
Finasteride and Tamsulosin.
Okay. So here's the deal with the prostate. First of all, how old you are? How old are you?
66.
Okay. So here's the deal with the prostate.
Well, he's in that age.
He's in that age. Yes, absolutely. The prostate is very responsive to fats and the wrong kinds of fats, the good fats and the wrong kinds of fats. And because of how we eat, the preponderance of processed fats, burnt fats, oxidized fats, it's a terrible, terrible situation for the fatty system of the body, all the fatty tissues. This is why breast cancer is such a problem in women. And the prostate especially is important, is reflective of good or bad fats. So the most important thing you do for the prostate is stay away from the bad fats and make sure you're putting the good fats in. When I say good fats, I'm not only talking about your ultimate EFAs, I'm also talking about vitamin E, I'm also talking about vitamin D, and I'm also talking about vitamin A. Getting in the sun is very important. You know, vitamin D deficiency is extremely common and extremely dangerous, especially when it comes to cancer. African Americans, by the way, have higher risks of prostate cancer, largely because they have a problem getting vitamin D, because they have so much melanin. So making sure that you're getting vitamin D either from the sun, ideally, or from foods is also very important. Good fats, in terms of fatty acids and fatty vitamins, and staying away from the bad fats. There's also fatty elements in plants that are important. Lycopene, have you heard of this stuff called lycopene?
Mm-hmm, sure. You get it in tomatoes.
In tomatoes and in watermelon. Basically, phytonutrients are very fatty, colored phytonutrients. When I say phytonutrients, I mean plant nutrients. So eating lots of plant nutrients and then trying to get butter in with your plant nutrients.
Well, what about those drugs he's taking?
You know?
Like Flomax and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. They shrink the prostate. They're not great.
So the problem is when you get older, the prostate enlarges and puts pressure
on the
urea.
The ProstFX from Youngevity has an ingredient in there that is so stupendous for prostate health.
Is that the saw palmetto?
No, not the saw palmetto. It's called beta-cytosterol. Have you heard of
it? Okay, I've heard of it, sure.
It is ridiculously important, unbelievably important.
Can you take that with the medication?
Absolutely. In fact, you'll notice that you don't need as much medication. So working on your fast, getting on the ProstFX. ProstFX also has zinc, which is extremely important for the prostate. Getting on the ProstFX, watching your fats, and staying away from the bad fats is so important. And then making sure you're getting your lycopene and your fatty nutrients from vegetables. Butter on your broccoli and butter on your tomatoes. Butter on everything. Butter on all your veggies.
But it's safe to say that as a guy gets older, that prostate is going to grow.
Not necessarily, George. No.
No, I'm told it's like 80%.
It's a high, but it's not necessarily so. If 20% it doesn't happen to 20%, there's a good chance that the body doesn't have to happen. The body can take care of it.
Can you reduce a situation?
Heck yes. Not yes, heck yes. I've had people on catheters. I've seen people on catheters who were so bad off and that they got off the catheter. I had one guy used to call me up in Vegas. He might even be listening. I forgot his name. He would call me up every 6 months or so. And I put him on a program, including the ProstFX and the fats and all the things I just told you. He was on a catheter. He said, Ben, you think I'll ever get out? I said, stay the course. Sure enough, he would call me every 6 months, and one day he called me up. He said, guess what? I'm out. I got off the catheter. He would get better. He was getting better progressively. And then finally he got off the catheter.
Let's go to Leslie in Youngstown, Ohio. Hi, Leslie. Go ahead.
Tonight.
Great. I just wanted to get you on to know that because you've been holding for an hour, we're going to get you right after the break, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Poor lady's been on for an hour, so we don't want her to go away. Ben, let's come back in just a moment. Ben Fuchs, the website to hit, criticalhealthnews.com, and that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We will be back in a moment. Our first caller up will be Leslie from Youngstown, Ohio. Final calls just ahead with Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. We're with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com, the number to call to ask for advice, 1-855-949-7234. We'll be back with calls with pharmacist Ben in just a moment. Next hour, Charles Richblum joins us, Dr. Knowledge. We're going to have some fun for a couple hours talking about all kinds of things, including why are Christmas colors red and green? He's got the info, and then we'll take your calls with him in the latter part of the program. And welcome back. George Norrie with you. Our final segment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. He and Doc Wallach appear every third week. So in 3 weeks, Doc Wallach will pop up. And then 3 weeks after that, pharmacist Ben will be back. We are on the verge of a record website hits with Ben tonight. So everybody, go to your smartphone and go to criticalhealthnews.com or your desktop and just go to the website and look around for a little bit. Ben, you're on your verge of a record tonight.
Is that right? I don't know what's going on. But we have a lot of new videos up. I should tell you, if people haven't checked in a while.
Oh, it's great information.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. So let's go to Leslie now in Youngstown, Ohio. Leslie, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on, and it's well worth the wait.
All right, good.
To speak with the both of you.
Thank you.
First of all, I had a hip replacement done in 2016, and it was my right hip, and it just seems very odd that the left side of my mouth, I'm having a lot of trouble as far as with the teeth on that side.
Hmm.
The right side is perfectly fine.
Any tie-in with that, Ben?
Absolutely, it's tie-in.
Really?
Yeah. The hip replacement was caused by, or the requirement for hip replacement was caused by deterioration of connective tissue. We've been talking a lot about connective tissue here today, or tonight. And the gums are connective tissue. They go together. So when your connective tissue deteriorates, it deteriorates as a system. And it's not a good sign. So what you got to do, you got to be making sure you're building that connective tissue. All the things we talked about earlier today, bone broth protein, a collagen peptide. Longevity's got a new collagen peptides. Collagen peptides are important for building collagen, not because you're getting collagen, but you're getting the building blocks of the collagen. So collagen peptide products are very important. We've got a great one if you go to criticalhealthnews.com. Hyaluronic acid is very important. Anything you could do to build connective tissue, and of course the Mighty 90 essential nutrients are prerequisites. So getting on the Healthy Start Pack, treat yourself like a arthritic. Use arthritis supplements. Get yourself on the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack at criticalhealthnews.com. Anything you could do to build the connective tissue, much in the same way as if you had arthritis.
Let's go back to Leslie for a follow-up there, Les.
Why the left side and not the right side, though?
Probably have more stress on that side. That's a very interesting question, actually. We tend, over the course of time in our lives, we lean on one side or the other. Most people will lean towards the side that they do the most work on, but some people will lean the other way. And so we grow asymmetrically with time, especially as our body breaks down. It breaks down differently on different sides of the body, and one side will be more predisposed to deterioration than another side. And that has to do with how you hold your body. And so if you are breaking down on one side, not the other, that might be a good reason to get some body work. Your body may be out of alignment, and if that's the case, it's going to deteriorate more on one side than another. It's very likely because it happens to most of us.
Lots of people get their hips replaced.
Well,
that's huge surgery, isn't it?
It's a huge surgery. It's a big money. You know, they're like, I hate to say it, but they're like factories.
What are the hips made from? Titanium?
They're made out of some kind of high tech polymer. I don't think it's metal. It's made out of some high tech polymer. It's probably metal in it though. But the technology is very advanced. It's extremely lucrative, and we're basically falling apart, George. Our bodies are falling apart. There are people who feel a lot better after they have a hip replacement, but it tends to feel less. It'd be less effective over the course of time. Number one, and even if you do have a hip replacement, building the tissue around the hip replacement can give you a better prognosis. And by the way, after any surgical procedure, it is an absolute must to get on the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients, and even better, before the surgical procedure, like 2 or 3 weeks before a surgical procedure.
Let's go to Tom, Riverside, California. Thomas, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, George.
Sure thing. My
Ben, friend. I'd like to ask you've answered it to some degree in the previous call, was arthritis.
Yes.
I had a wreck about 10 years ago, actually, and the knees were kind of banged up. I never had anything done, x-ray, that's all, and they suggested physical therapy. But I was wanting to ask basically just two things. What causes arthritis? I know injury, maybe, but I mean, why does it happen? And then from an injury, and then what can you do for it? And then also I'd like to ask something a little bit different other than the arthritis. Why I listen to this program, and I listen to you and
Dr. Wallach?
The other doctor.
Dr. Wallach.
Joe Wallach. Yeah, Wallach. And I wonder why in this world – with all that's going on, why can't there be? I mean, there's Burger King, there's McDonald's. I mean, people don't have much time. Why isn't there something? Why isn't this more accessible to the average person? Is it just money? Is it money that is driving everybody away from it? I mean, can't it be mass produced where people,
everybody can have it? I agree. I know exactly what you're saying because I think that too. I think that, too. If we really cared about health insurance, we would give everybody nutritional supplementation. You know, you're hearing a lot
it would be preventative and
absolutely
would save money in the long run.
Absolutely. You're hearing all kinds of stuff from politicians about free medicine and everybody gets free drugs and half-price drugs. And how about we give everybody vitamin C on the taxpayer? Everybody gets vitamin C. Everybody gets the mighty 90 essential nutrients. You see, here's the problem, George and Thomas. We didn't really understand vitamins until the 1920s. But the drug industry got going in the 1850s.
Right.
In 1860s. So it's once the drug – and it really got going in the early 1900s, 1910, 1920, with the development of anti-seizure medicine, anticonvulsive medicine, antibiotics, at the same time as nutrition. And so what happened was because the pharmaceutical company had a head start on it, it really got going. And they figured out how to get with the I don't know if you heard of the Flexner Report. They figured out how to codify and centralize medicine and make sure that doctors all spoke the same party line. They all had the same ideas. They developed a concept called standards of care. Long story short, by the time 100 years later, in the 21st century, we have most of the people believing that it's the medical model, the medical strategy, the pharmacomedical strategy of health that is a superior mechanism or protocol, and what we're talking about is alternative. We've been relegated to alternative, and what that means is you're like a tinfoil hat guy, you know, you're like a whack job, and that's what it's kind of devolved to. However, more and more, George and Thomas, have you noticed more and more that there's more and more supplement companies, there's more and more health food stores?
Yep.
There's more and more. Why is that? Why is that? Because what Dr. Wallach has been talking about, and visionaries like him, like Doc was actually one of the very first people to do it, have been talking about works. And what we're talking about here on this program works. And when you do it correctly, now you have to do it correctly, and that's where systems come in. This is why longevity is so powerful, is because it's systems. It allows you to do it correctly. Now, you can do your own research, and you can do it correctly on your own, but longevity makes it simple. That's one of the really beautiful things about longevity, is it creates packages that are very simple, and they allow even the non-initiated, the uninitiated, to participate and to have access to the power of this stuff. But there's other ways to do it, and other people there's other mechanisms, and there's health food stores everywhere now and Whole Foods everywhere because the stuff works. What we're talking about, that's alternative, works.
Prices are coming down. Now, we asked about arthritis. Isn't that inflammation?
It's a deterioration of the tissue. It's a deterioration of the connective tissue. Yes, inflammation is involved, but what it is the connective tissue, which is the bulk of the body. You ever see the bodies exhibit at the museum? You know what I'm talking about, without the skin? You see all the bodies without the skin? Have you ever seen that or heard of it?
No, you like doing that.
No, I don't. It's kind of gross. But what it is it shows you how the body is built under the skin. Underneath the skin, our bulk is muscle tissue and connective tissue. We're steak, actually, underneath. And as we age, the steak deteriorates. The joints in the joints in arthritis are the connective tissue. They're the gristle of the steak, and this forms a huge part of the body, and it deteriorates as we get older. This is what we've been talking about today. Building the connective tissue is the essence of anti-aging. Aging is deterioration of the connective tissue, among other things, but it's largely marked by deterioration of the connective tissue. And by the way, the connective tissue is the great dumping ground of the toxicity in the body. The body will use the connective tissue as a depository for toxins. And this is where diseases like fibromyalgia come in. And this is where chronic pain issues come in. And this is how they're related to the digestive system. This is why we're always focusing on the digestive system. Whenever you have any inflammatory pain in the connective tissue or connective tissue disease, it's largely caused by a dumping off of toxicity into this area. So building the connective tissue, strengthening the connective tissue, eliminating toxicity in the connective tissue is incredibly important, if not the most important thing you could do for anti-aging.
We've got Barbara in Wichita Falls, Texas. Hi, Barb. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, Barb.
My daughter has recently been, she's 36 and has been recently diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome.
Got it.
She wears braces on her wrists, knees, back, shoulders for support, and you know, her joints will just, her shoulders will dislocate without any stress. Anyway, as I've been studying,
must have loved what we just talked about.
Appears that it's genetic, and so, you know, I have a history of spontaneous pneumothorax. No stress, just happened. My two sons, they can throw their shoulders out, you know, dislocate their shoulders at will. just things like that. I've been trying to put things together. My mother, you know, had to wear a back brace, at, you know, when she was...
can you do that with fingers, too, and stuff like that? Like, can disconnect your fingers almost like out of the joints?
My son can.
Yeah, I used to see some kids do that in school.
Yeah, yeah, to impress other kids.
Yeah, exactly. It did.
Cut up class. Anyway, is there anything in particular that...
Absolutely. Absolutely. What do Ehlers-Danlos, spontaneous pneumothorax, and popping your joints out of whack, popping your joints out, have in common?
Your joints pop out.
Basically, it's all about connective tissue.
Okay.
Spontaneous pneumothorax is when you get this collapsed lung for no reason, no apparent reason. Ehlers-Danlos is really not a one thing. It's a whole bunch of different connective.
By the way, how am I doing with your pop quizzes?
You're doing pretty darn good, George.
All right.
I'm impressed. Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is a bunch of different things that are all connective tissue deterioration, immune and inflammatory condition of the connective tissue, and popping your joints out is a sign that the connective tissue is weak. It's building connective tissue. This has been the connective tissue evening here. Get yourself on the glucogel caps. Get yourself on the ultimate EFAs. Do the health and the healthy bone and joint pack. Treat yourself like an arthritic. Use hyaluronic acid supplements. Get on the Mighty 90 essential nutrients. Make sure you're improving the strength of the muscle tissue and the connective tissue through exercise is important. Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. Work your intercostal muscles. Your lung muscles can be helpful for the spontaneous pneumothorax and for the joint issues in the kids. That's not a good thing that they can pop their joints out. That's a sign that the connective tissue is starting to break down. So getting them all the same kinds of strategies that your daughter's doing and that you should be doing.
Wayne in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Wayno, go ahead.
Hey, Wayne. Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
Want to shout out a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. Tommy D, Gina, Barry, Cornelius, Joe in New York, and Thomas in La Jolla, of course.
Thank you. And everybody else.
Absolutely, everybody in the audience. God bless you all. I've got a comment that's on my diet. I have a low-carb, ketogenic diet that I'm on. And, you know, I drink the 3 quarts to 1.5 gallon of water a day if it's real hot out. You know, I add a little organic lemon to that. I'm eating the 4 to 8 eggs a day. I eat about a pound of ground sirloin a day with butter and chili spices, half a cup of cooked vegetables. I eat nuts for dessert, raw pecans, almonds, and walnuts, and along with about 10 to 12 dark chocolate chips. So a very simple diet. But I have a problem with getting bound up. I think this happens a lot with people on ketogenic diet, so maybe you can explain what would be good for that.
All right, 30 seconds, Ben.
Magnesium. Get on the OsteoMag right away. You may have a magnesium deficiency. Magnesium is found in vegetables. You might not be eating enough magnesium-containing foods. Get on the OsteoMag, and then, of course, the Healthy Star Pack is going to be important for you. All three of the basic longevity supplements. And you got an awesome voice, Wayne. I love listening to you.
Oh, he does. Ben, thank you, my friend. Have a great Christmas. Let's talk to you in 6 weeks when you're back.
Talk to you next year. Thank you, George.
Okay,
happy
my
New
friend.
Year to you.
Okay. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, his website, criticalhealthnews.com. Go to it often. Toll-free number to call for help and assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We continue with Dr. Knowledge next on Coast to Coast AM.